Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to MEA Peculiarities, and I just want to start with thanking you all because the podcast has never been more successful. It's actually, to my standards, it's been popping the last few weeks because my numbers have like quadrupled in like two to three weeks. Four times more listeners in total, four times more listeners per episode. It's crazy. So yeah, if we can keep this trend up every 2 to 3 weeks, it quadruples. I wouldn't complain. But like seriously though, thank you if you discovered the podcast and decided to give it a try. Thank you so much. I hope you stick around and you like it. And yeah, it gives me like this nice feeling of appreciation, you know. I mean, I started doing this just for myself, and now I actually feel like I'm doing something for someone else, which feels really nice. It's like extra motivation. So, thank you very much. But now we're just gonna go ahead and get into the episode. We're in round two of the NBA playoffs, East and West. In the East. Let's actually start with the West. I want to start with Golden State Warriors and Memphis Grizzlies series. I mean, I didn't do a prediction video, but I'll give you the predictions that I had in my head, right? Golden State, Phoenix, Boston, and just because I'm a Heat fan, Miami. Honestly, because I think we are the better team right now than Philly. We'll wait on that one. But let's start with Golden State Memphis. Obviously, the fact that Morant got injured didn't really help them, and they went down 3-1. But they just made it they just made it a 3-2 series. Game 6 will be a real cracker, I think. It was a blowout. Golden State didn't show up to play. That's one reason. But you could also say that 20-5 record without Ja Morant in the regular season is just no joke. It wasn't a fluke. It wasn't right. It's legit. This team is actually good already without Ja Morant. It's better with him. Do not get me wrong. But still, like, I honestly didn't think that 20-5 record was it's good, right? It's a very good record, you're not wrong, without your star player with such a young team. But I thought it was kind of a fluke, as in, like, if we get into the playoffs and Ja gets injured, they ain't nothing. Now, the first game without Ja Morant, they did get blown out, right? They did get blown out. Now they blow out the Warriors, like, hey. Is it just back and forth? Because in that case, the series is over next game. But still, it's actually very nice. And, you know, also just the fact that Jones actually also shows up to play as the point guard. I always thought of him more as a backup partner. He still is. But he's just showing that he can actually hoop. The whole squad of Memphis is, by the way, do not get me wrong. I just wanted to give my appreciation for them. Now, unless Golden State does something horribly wrong, though, I still think they're going through. But, just in case, Memphis wins game 6. I don't know what to say anymore, bro, because then, I mean, it could still go either way. But if they make up a 3-1 series, like, just, I don't know what to say, because especially with a team like that, I don't know. Now, I'm not expecting them to do that, but there's always a chance in sports, alright? Especially now since that they won this game, but I'm honestly expecting them to lose game 6. But I also expect them to lose this game, so hey, who knows? I think that's all I have to say. I could say more, but I'm not going into that very... I'm not going in very detailed. No, I'm just not. So, yeah, that's that. Let's move on to the next game in the next series in the West. Suns, Mavs. Now, this series, right? kind of a weird one. Because, wait, hold up, where is it? Because, you know what, because I still have to load it, let's talk about the fact that Jokic became a back-to-back, became a back-to-back MVP. What y'all thinking of that? Kind of have to know. I think it's deserved. I said on this very, very same podcast before that I would have picked Jokic, but still, like, you know, it's, I could see why people think Embiid deserves it more, and honestly, it really was, like, a coin flip. It could have gone either way, and if it would have gone to Embiid, some people would have said Jokic would have deserved it, and now you have people saying that Embiid would have deserved it. Like, there's always, now that's in everything in sports, right? People are happy about it, people are not happy about it. That's always in sports. But yeah, this is, I don't know, I think it's deserved. But on the other end, yeah, I just think it was. It is, at least. Now we're still at it. Sixth Man of the Year, Tyler Hero, right? Church of the Year, Williams. You know, all deserved. Has there been another reward? I feel like there has been, right? Yeah, but what was it? Most Improved? Was it Most Improved? It may have been Jaw. I'm actually losing my head here. Wait, hold up. Because I remember seeing something like that. Yeah, see, Jaw Morant. All right. I was thinking about it, but I didn't dare to say it, like, like, I was sure because I wasn't, and, like, then I just sound stupid. And I hate sounding stupid. I still sound stupid, do not get me wrong, because I'm supposed to know that. But, hey. Yeah. All these awards deserved. Yeah. I think, no, I actually don't have anything to add to that. Yeah, so, of course, as well, the DPOY. Sorry for me to take such a long time to just make my head clear, because I was all over the place and didn't know what I wanted to say anymore. But, Marcus Smart, DPOY. I think I covered this already, because I think it happened already when I made my last episode. Maybe I didn't cover it. I don't know what I did, honestly. But also, I'm starting to remember this, that I already said this, but I don't know. Marcus Smart is deserved, but it could have gone to, like, other players as well, and it would still have been deserved, like the MVP race. But I mean, Marcus Smart just deserved. I'm not going deep into that either. Now, let's actually, because I'm getting off topic here, I actually wanted to talk about Dallas Phoenix, right? Yeah, great. So, Phoenix goes up 2-0. One of these games, Chris Paul shot a perfect game, one of the best player performances ever. So, I'm kind of forgetting which one it was. Not this one. Then I think it was game 2. Let me have a quick little look. Or did they, like, lose it? Yeah, wait. It actually was one of the games that they lost. I mean, I'm sorry, but I just forgot which game it was. So I'm loading all these box scores in. Hold up. Chris Paul. I mean, was it even in this series? Or am I just this stupid? I might actually be this stupid and didn't happen in the series. In which case, it didn't happen in the series, did it? Oh my god. Oh, that's just stupid. Oh, my. Right. Yeah, what do you want me to say, eh? Alright, maybe this wasn't the right time to record an episode. Because honestly, I can't clear my mind. and I'm saying all these stupid things, can't remember who won what happened when. I'm so sorry, I still think I'll publish this, but I'm very sorry, alright? I'm not part of this. I'll still publish it. Yeah. At least you have something to laugh about, right? Which is great. But, jeez, alright, let's just take a look at the games. Phoenix went up 2-0, then it went 2-2. Now they're up 3-2, Phoenix. And, I mean, if this trend continues, Phoenix wins. But with Luka, you never really know. Now, this game 4, Chris Paul fouled out pretty fast. He only had like 5 points. Then game 5 was a blowout, and they just won by 30. So, honestly, I think the Mavericks need Chris Paul to foul out, or like Devin Booker to foul out or have a bad game. And then Luka to have a stellar game. Honestly, Phoenix is just a better team. But 3-2 is an interesting starting position, because it could still go either way, but I'd still put my money on Phoenix. See, that's genuinely all I wanted to say, and I ended up saying all these stupid things. Oh my god. Alright, well, I'll just stop about it, but last time, I'm very sorry, alright? Genuinely sorry. Milwaukee, Boston. Now, if you actually listen carefully to me, you'll remember that I just told you a few minutes ago that in my predictions, which I didn't put in an episode, but which I had in my head, I picked Boston. Why, you may ask? I don't know, I think Boston is just like a good playoff team with the team that they have, and like Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown. I don't know, it felt more like they had a chance than Milwaukee. Also because they don't have Chris Middleton, but of course they still have Drew Holiday and Giannis. But I don't know, it felt like Boston has good defense and they would be able to stop Giannis at least a little bit. I mean, sometimes they have been able to do it, other times they haven't. And Milwaukee's up 3-2. Boston could still win it, but it's looking more and more like Milwaukee. Milwaukee just pulled off an amazing comeback though. Because like they were down pretty much, pretty high, and they were getting dominated by the Celtics, and all of a sudden they won. Few takeaways from that game is just the fact that Drew Holiday, you know, the first like 3 quarters and a half of the 4th quarter, he was good and bad simultaneously. Like, he had good shots, he had bad shots, he had good defense, he had bad defense. It just varied from possession to possession. And then, like, the last half of the 4th quarter, he became, like, I wouldn't say a god, that's an exaggeration, but he became very important to them winning it. Because he hit a game-tying three. He made a game-saving block and save. And the game ceiling steal. Now, that reminds me, by the way, of the NBA Finals of last year versus the Suns. It should remind you of that. Yeah, he just played great defense and he hit that three. So, honestly, it doesn't matter what type of game you have. If you show up in a clutch, that's all what people remember. But hey, also people saying that he took his revenge on Smart. And for not being named DPOY, but Smart was. Maybe that was a factor, but I don't think. I mean, yeah, let's just say it was a factor, but even I would have picked like two other names before Drew Holiday, like Rudy Gobert and Mikal Bridges. And then Drew Holiday, or maybe even other players. So you can't say he's been robbed. He's a great defender, and maybe he deserves a little bit more credit or love. Not saying that, but I don't think he's been robbed of his DPOY. No, I don't think so. Just my opinion, but right. Giannis, a great game, hits a three, a big three, right? An important one. And he missed the free throw, but it ended up in Bobby Porter's hands. He put it in. It was a two-pointer instead of a one-pointer. So they actually took the lead instead of tying it, which really helped. So I don't think he did it on purpose, but hey, props. Yeah, we should also give love to Bobby for getting the rebound and putting it in, right? But that's kind of it. And the defense of the Celtics wasn't great on Giannis. And that's what gave it away, because they had a pretty good lead and they had good offense, but like that defense became less and less prominent. So yeah, that's honestly just it. I mean, Giannis dropped 40 points, right? Then your defense, I know it's Giannis, but then your defense just needs improvement. Yeah. Now, yeah, the defense needs improvement, especially like Grant Williams. But he is capable of better defending, so I don't know what it was. Maybe Giannis was just too good for him this game. Or like, I don't know what it was, but it just needs some improvement for Dame Slates. And yeah. Also, it would be stupid to count the Celtics out. I ain't doing that. But I'm saying it's getting tough to actually win the series. So yeah, that's it. That is just all I have to say. Yeah. Now, yeah, for the smart ones under you, I did use the NBA article because I didn't actually like watch the game. I just read some articles about it and I decided to use the NBA one. So, yeah. In that regard, I'm kind of a box score watcher, but I mean, I live in Belgium. This was the middle of the night in a school week. Like, what do you expect me to do? And I just like the NBA and making content about it. So if you like the content, you'll just have to settle for this, bro. I'm sorry. Another thing, the rebrand of the trophies. I don't know, man. Conference Finals MVPs. I think that's unnecessary. I mean, I think it's good to regard someone as like important in the conference finals, because then they aren't always as important as in the finals, because maybe they lose it and then at least you have the trophy and the honor. But I mean people unofficially already gave someone the conference finals MVPs on like Twitter and stuff like that, right? It isn't necessarily told like that, but people would say, oh, he was the best player of the series, and that feels good already, right? And now, of course, I'm an NBA player and I could imagine that getting the trophy and the actual honor feels better, but I like, just for my, and in my own opinion, I get why they did it, but it was kind of unnecessary. Like, it's nice, but then what? Like, you know? yeah, the trophy, I mean, the Larry O'Brien looks okay, but to be honest, I like the old ones more, like better. I don't, maybe that's just because you're used to the old ones, but yeah, I like the old ones better. Just to be honest, I did. If we then go to the East, Heat, Philly. Harden hasn't always showed up. When he did show up, it became an interesting game. Otherwise, it was kind of a blowout. Miami up 3-2, deserved in my opinion. Yeah, 76ers now face a must win. Harden and Embiid both must show up, and Jimmy Butler is an absolute beast. I could go more in detail about it, but hey. What's there more to actually say? Like, Max Strus is a surprise? Not really, because he has been good for the whole regular season. It's unfortunate that Kyle Lowry is injured, but I think Max Strus is doing a decent job. Yeah. That's what we have to say. And then the other series was Boston-Milwaukee. We just talked about that. So that should mean that we did all series, which we did. Yeah, I'm done. Apologize one more time, because this is actually, definitely just not my best episode. I'm sorry. My mind is just all over the place. You'll have to forgive me. And I hope to bring you better content next time. And I want to thank you again for crushing the numbers. So, thank you for listening, and have a good day or night or whatever. And I hope you listen to the next episode as well. Bye-bye.